And welcome back. Are we recording?
Yeah.
To the gentlemen's live niggies.
Oh my mama, boy.
Our social distancing special. We're doing things virtually.
Stay the fuck away from each other, y'all.
Nobody can touch. Nobody knows if I'm even wearing pants right now.
No, I'm not.
Well, we just seen you stand up.
He's throwing all ass.
Everybody want to do it. Everyone want to do a pant check real quick.
Don't do it, please.
Leo just showed us. It's hard. Leo just showed us extended back.
So, yeah, man. What? This is a new experience. This is awesome. I like this.
Quarantine edition.
Yep, we can do whatever. I like how Violet chooses to eat her food right now.
We don't care.
Is there a way I can
Well, I just see your forehead.
Violet, shit out.
Do y'all see her?
Yeah.
Why is Leo so zoomed in for me?
This is just his face.
I literally see like the top of his forehead. That's it.
Oh my god.
For real?
Yeah.
No, I see everybody clear perfectly.
So anyway. Well, while Kello gets that my forehead out of the screen.
I got it.
Man. What a day, man.
Man, what a past couple weeks.
Right?
Yeah, but I said not even a day, bro.
I forgot. Yeah, it's been our last recording.
It's been a while.
March. Yeah.
No, was it?
Yeah, officially.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was the middle of March.
That's when it was posted.
Yeah, because we split it in two parts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So.
Really, it's been that long already, ain't it, so?
Yeah. And look at that. We get back
flying by when you're in quarantine.
The first thing that happens is that we get that ball, the Flash, choking bitches and slamming them to the ground and being like, "What you say, you fucking little bitch?"
Which Flash was that? Was that the one from the movie or the TV show?
The gay one.
I don't know.
Well,
the one from the movie or the TV show? The movie.
Yes, that's
gay. Okay. Wait, he did something stupid?
Like
he
choked the bitch out. Then he's like messing with him. He like whooped her ass, some shit like that.
That shit was crazy.
Wild.
He's like, "You want to fight, huh?
He said, "You want to fight?" He started showing teeth.
I do think it was a little extra, but in reality, that's how someone's going to act if you just pull up when I'm talking about something. You want to fight, like...
Yeah.
Like I said, he did too much. He did way too much, but, like, you going to pull up when I'm a famous person.
You're supposed to have, like, security for all that, man.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, you know, they probably think everybody out to get him.
That's true.
Somebody pull up on him. He's like, who the fuck?
Yeah, right.
Well, he choked her. Months. Like, jokingly. And she's like, like,
he chokes the shit out of her, yo.
Afterwards, because when she first got that initial choke, she was like,
she's like, yeah, he just fooling.
Yeah, once she pinned her down, she was like, unreal.
Hold up. Yeah, you like this. He's swinging.
Yeah, so that's some shit.
Moral of the day, don't run up on people.
Yeah, don't let the first thing you see is, "You want to fight?" Because then you're going to fight.
Yeah, you're going to fight. Like I said, you can give him a slack for it because he did like a lot, but.
So. I get it. Yeah. Wearing flip-flops in the snow, but whatever. So how's y'all April so far? I mean, we're only in the beginning of it.
Only 6 days in.
I'm saying April just started, but it is my domain, you know, with April being my birthday and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Not doing shit.
We ain't doing shit, but we still gonna celebrate in style. You know? We're gonna have the streamers. We're gonna have people getting drunk, aka me and Malik, because we live in the same. Doing the same place, but we're getting drunk. Probably gonna fight somebody. Definitely gonna fight somebody. Just
I got dares on deck. Yeah.
You got see dares or beers?
Bears. Dogfish Head.
Dogfish. Sponsored.
It's good. It's an IPA. No, not sponsored, but.
Mark said, well, it's been a while since I had a good beer, though.
Well,
beer is like.
It depends, yeah. Like, IPAs are stronger, so it's yeah. nice.
Or if you're a woman, it's typical that you wouldn't like beer.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah, right? Like, why?
That didn't even have anything to do with what we were talking about. You were just...
No, he throwing shots. That's what it is.
He just wanted to say that.
He throwing shots. I don't even drink. Ellie don't drink beer. That's why he's throwing shots at Ellie.
Ellie don't drink beer.
She's a woman. I mean, you don't. You said you don't drink beer, Malik.
I didn't say I don't drink beer. I said beer is nasty. That's a difference.
She says that too. So.
Yeah, let me call it. Let me call her real quick. Make sure she alright.
Y'all can do something womanly together. What else? I mean, we're only a week in. My job thought I had the coronavirus.
How do you think you had a coronavirus?
You remember he was coughing and sneezing and headaches? Yeah. He was drawn.
Mm. Yeah. Ended up actually being a sinus infection, so.
Ooh, fuck.
Yeah.
Ooh, those are the worst.
Yeah, I'm getting better now, though. I'm okay. I'm holding on.
Your nose is all stuffed up?
Nah, I can still blow. What else? Damn, we're really only 6 days into April.
Yeah, ain't nothing happening in April.
Man, April is fresh. It's all about March, man.
March is all the shit. What's going to happen in April is Cthulhu's going to rise. I don't know. I'm holding on to that. Down. Yeah, seriously.
I don't know what's going to happen in April. But April finish. This is supposed to be the week like everything peaked though. Like with the virus.
It's supposed to be like
at its peak. Supposed to be this week, yeah.
But then it's going to slow down. I mean, hopefully.
Hopefully.
People would stay the fucking doors. Just stay the fucking doors. Yeah, it's like, it's not hard. Like, I literally only go out to just get like food and shit, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You're looking awfully guilty over there, Leo.
I was under the table on a call.
Yeah, phone call. Had to make that phone call real quick.
Oh, shit. Let's move my computer. My $15,000 computer.
Okay. What are you talking about? The one you didn't buy?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Take your hat off.
I'm bald head, so it don't matter.
I know you bald head. Fuck, man. This is weird. It's like, since we're not here, there's no physical touching. Because normally, like, we sit at a table. Yeah. So, like,
we still don't touch.
We all hold hands while we're doing the podcast the whole time.
Yo, he lying like shit. I've never
heard of this kumbaya shit.
I ain't never did this shit in my life, yo.
We link. In fact, me and Malik are the only ones who take our shoes off and our socks off so that our toes interlock with each other.
You're like gorilla feet. It's just like...
I can't imagine that shit, yo.
So, y'all still single?
Not me. You mean I've been in with this? I said, no.
You're still single, Malik.
I'm not single. I'm happily taking
her. Should we bring her up?
Say her name? No, I'm not saying her name.
All
right. Yeah, Angel, y'all rude.
I would have brought it up.
I mean, if I had a girl, I'd name drop her.
But, like, I'm really talking to someone.
Oh.
Malik's very much in love.
I know, right? Are you going to be linking her this?
Oh, I sent her. She knows.
Oh, she knows.
She knows that we're doing this.
If you're watching this, hey.
Hi. Yeah, say hi to her.
Hey.
I said say hi to her.
Oh, you FaceTiming her?
No, I didn't FaceTime her, no.
I was like, what? You say, like, say hi to her, like, you're on the phone with
her. Like, because she'll
see this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, but I have a question for y'all, up, though. What's the first restaurant you want to go to once this shit ends?
Bahama Breeze. Easy.
Bahama Breeze. I feel like she's a way better restaurant than that.
Well, I mean, who said there isn't?
Like, it has to be the first one. Like, this has to be the one you ball out. When's like, the last straight time up, you ball Bahama out.
In January. I was there in January. I said my mom.
You just say Fogo de Chão, Mark?
Yeah.
Hey, we need to go Fogo de Chão.
Well, mind you, we got Leo. He ain't, you know, that's too expensive. That's too expensive for him.
He can't get treated, dog. First of all,
treated. If anybody getting treated, it's me, because you know. We leveling up this month. We leveling up. We leveling up. It don't matter. We coming straight out of it. And you're gonna treat me.
Oh, where?
Buy me some. Yeah, I need some gifts. Lots and lots of gifts.
Oh, word.
And I need my haircut. So somebody pay for my haircut. Because you already know.
Are we having sex for you to be requesting all of this?
I know, right? Yo, if you offer to swap it out,
I mean, I think I'd definitely go to either like I would want to go to a hibachi or K-pop. I really like that. I love that first time experience.
The Korean barbecue thing. That was so good. Especially them ribs, boy. Some ribs.
I remember, man. I think that's the one restaurant where me and Malik looked at each other and we were ready. We visually looked at each other and we're like, yo, we tap it now, bro.
Yeah. Oh, where is that the joint on a Shelton?
No.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, the one at Franklin Mills. Korean barbecue. I thought you said K-pop, and I was like K-pop. I thought you were talking about the Korean joint on Shelton. No, I know it's the music, but
oh, those rings, though, at that place was banging.
That's what I thought you was talking about.
The one are you talking about Soho?
Soho, yeah. There you go. I forgot.
We were talking about those ribs.
I'm about to go to Soho, y'all. I know one of the managers there. They probably could hook it up.
They still open?
Are they still open?
Hell yeah. They do takeout right now.
Shit,
nice. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm pretty sure that everyone's doing takeout.
How well do you know this manager, Mark? Because...
Oh, where? You travel that far to get some food?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
Am I missing something here?
Yeah. Yeah, you're missing something.
Because we talk about Malik all the time because he drives like a whole hour down to get breakfast and to come back.
Okay. Well, then to add on, I wouldn't drive to Mike's for fucking breakfast.
Yeah. Didn't Mike's give you food poisoning once?
He don't want to talk about that. He don't want to talk about that right now.
I believe in second chances, and yeah, I think second chances. Everyone deserves a second chance, no matter
that's
what.
A whole damn lie, yo. Anywhere else that you not food poisoning, but like you threw up or some shit after eating, you've sworn off it for life.
I don't eat Little Caesars anymore because I had a stomachache and I threw up.
No one eats Little Caesars, bro. We used to get
these oatmeal cookies all the time. Like this, these packs of oatmeal cookies, and then one jaw of leak, like threw up and never again, yo.
Wait.
You're not talking about the Blue Johns, right?
No. You're talking about the big pack from ShopRite?
Yeah.
Oatmeal cookies. Those were just regular, like a giant pack of vanilla cookies. And I was killing this pack. And I'm like, yo, my stomach hurt. Bro, I ended up throwing up from these jewels. I never ate them again.
Never ate them jewels again.
You talking about the grandma cookies?
No, not grandma cookies. It was like a giant pack of cookies. This shit was huge. But yeah, no. Anything Malik like throws about the eating, he never eats that shit again.
Mike's the only place I go to where I I definitely got sick from it before. Actually, if I'm being honest, I got sick from it twice.
Twice? Oh, so you love that place, yeah.
It was E3. It was during E3. We was at Alexander's house. And we walked to Mike's, and then we walked back a little. It was that day. Remember I went in the bathroom, I threw up?
The only thing I think is mics. Yeah, we walked to and from mics. Ooh. And then most recently we were here and I had mics on 8 mics the only day. And remember, I think I was online with Leo, me calling on Leo, and I'm like, dog, I feel gassy. Like, I keep farting and burping. Like, what's going on? But, like, by, like, 11 o'clock,
Malik was squirting and fought and squirting.
Like, whenever something made me throw up, I never, like, pinned it to a certain food. Like, and I would
just... Hey, I'm definitely pinning it to that.
And that's all you ate?
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A. I still eat that shit. Fuck that.
Yeah. That's it, man. We understand it's a one-time thing probably. Maybe two. And then we keep going back.
But if it's Little Caesars, I'm not doing that shit. Like, Little Caesars. Why not? Because Little Caesars is disgusting.
Little Caesars is good. I mean, it's not the best. Like, if we all try and get pizza, I'm not going to be like, yo, fucking Little Caesars, baby.
Because we all make a little more money now, so we like, alright.
I was say, you lying, nigga. Remember all the times we was at Xanax Crib? Like, yo, let's get 4 boxes of Little Caesars pizza for $20.
Yeah, let's ball out and get some pizza. I'm not going to say Little Caesars. Put a quick hit on, you know?
I feel like you still wouldn't say, let's get Little Caesars now, just because, like I said, we make money now, so it's just like...
We're a little bit more sophisticated.
Yeah, we're not like, all right, we broke as shit, so we want a $5 pizza.
However, we do hit them broke days where I'm like, I'm getting Little Caesars. Fuck that. That's a quick meal.
Like, I don't believe in pizza, bro.
So my thing is, no. I got a whole pizza, you fuck. I got a whole family. But I feel like Malik would like run for governor if mics were to shut down. Like, he would do everything to keep it standing.
To get him back. What would
shit was like...
He gonna start a GoFundMe.
Like, y'all gotta understand, bro. Like, these are the pancakes that come from mics, bro. They big as... Bro, for $7 pancakes this big, and you get eggs and bacon, bro, like, it's a win, yo.
Go there and ask him if you could do a commercial for him. It'll be Malik in front of it. Fucking Mike's breakfast. What's it really called?
Mike's breakfast. It's like Mike's like open face breakfast or something like that.
No,
open face breakfast. Or it's like open breakfast. I know it's opens in there. I guarantee you, if we look that up right now, it's gonna say open breakfast.
He got him on speed dial. Hold on. Oh, speed dial thing no more. He got him on his favorites. Well, do you have their number saved on your phone, Malik?
Yeah.
What do you got it named as?
Mike's Breakfast. And I just got him as Mike's Breakfast. Nothing else. But it's Mike's Breakfast and Lunch.
Love of my life.
But yeah, I have a couple like food spot saves. I have Jeans saved. Mike's. Bali's.
You truly a fat nigga if you got places saved.
Why?
Who doesn't have places saved? What are you talking about?
I mean, I just straight up memorized the numbers.
Tell us some. I don't have anything saved.
I don't. I don't have no food place saved.
That's because you and Ellie be like, damn, I want to eat. And then fucking pick McDonald's.
Yeah, but so y'all don't order out a lot. Ooh, Leo felt that.
No.
Where y'all order out from? Do y'all ever get pizza?
We do get pizza. We get it from Jeans or Little Caesars, depending on the brokerage level. Or what else have we ordered from? I think that's it. We don't really order anything else over the phone.
Oh yeah, y'all gotta order out more, man.
Oh well then
spend all your money on food.
Aya Fusion. Get some sushi.
Ooh.
Wait, where is that?
Aya Fusion on Frankfurt. We'll go one day. We will definitely go.
Emily has a lot of good sushi places on them. Like, I just downloaded Uber Eats not too long ago, and it's like some pretty good sushi places. I'll tell you that.
That's one thing. Like, at least around in Olney, still there's not like a lot, really.
What? There's definitely more in the Northeast. I'll tell you that.
I mean, like, in terms of, like, diversity, like, you get, like, you got mad pizza shops and shit, but you can't, like, go out and be like, I want some sushi.
Yeah,
find a place within walking distance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're definitely not getting there.
Oh, but you can get a lot of Korean barbecue. There's a lot of Korean barbecue places.
Yeah, like the normal like Chinese food places too. A lot of Spanish food out there.
Because there ain't no Spanish food out here, yo.
No Spanish food up here, baby. Bro,
Across the bully, though, is like mad Brazilian places.
You know how far I gotta go for that?
What?
I said, you know how far I gotta go for that?
What the fuck you mean, dog? It's 10 miles.
What are you talking about? If I want to go get some Brazilian food across the boulevard, you know how far I gotta. It's gonna take me a minute to get there. What you mean?
What are you talking about, Lee?
You talking about across the boulevard over there in like Junietta and like?
No. I'm talking about like near Cotman.
Oh, never mind. I thought you was talking about like.
I'm not gonna send you to Juniata.
I mean, I go. I don't care.
You just sit here bitching about it, saying that you.
It's far. It's definitely far. It's just same with Mike's. Mike's is definitely far. I go. I'm not saying I won't go. It's far.
Have they ever done you anything good? Like, have they ever been like, oh, Malik, like, yo, I threw an extra pancake for you because your fat ass won't stop coming here.
No, sometimes
they gave us food for free before.
Yeah, they gave us food for free.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
We go there all the time. We always get, like, the same orders and stuff.
So sometimes they'll be like, go ahead, it's on us, you good.
Mm-hmm, basically.
Damn.
It'd be fire. Like you gotta head at regular spot though. Like
Yeah,
it sucks that we're never far from it, but you gotta have your regular takeout spot or ordering spot so you can get the
like Sam's Deli, like they used to have this joint where like if you got like I think it was like 5 or 8 sandwiches, like breakfast sandwiches, you get one for free. You get like a whole meal for free.
Damn, that just reminded me. Remember the fucking, oh my God, that bacon, egg, and cheese on a long roll, yo.
That's what I'm saying, bro. They used to have the best. Wait, Sam's Deli, bro. Sam's? Yo, oh my gosh.
Was that what it was called? I thought it was called something else.
No, it used to be called Sam's
Deli. What else would it be called? It used to be called Sam's Deli. It's
called something different now. It's a Spanish store now, but.
Y'all remember that one spot that opened up like down the block from us, and we was all still living on Gale Street.
That's what I'm talking about.
He was across the street from the mechanic.
Yeah, what was that place called?
Oh, that place. I forgot what that place was called.
I don't remember the name of that place.
Almies. That's what it was called.
Almies. Yeah, you remember what I'm talking about? Yo,
that's why I used to get that Romanian sausage, egg, and cheese. That was it, bro.
It was like $4 or $5 for a long john, bro.
Ooh, so good, man.
That was
so
a morning good. Ritual, yo. That was we going? Yeah, we going.
Yeah, let's walk right over to Almies, get this breakfast, and then do whatever we got.
That shit was clutch.
Man. So, I've been seeing something. Remember before, I don't know if I mentioned it on either last podcast or the podcast before, but how, like, you know, somebody would put up a status, it'd be viral, or it doesn't matter what the fucking thing is, but they would post a fucking 3-minute long K-pop video.
So annoying.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Why is there a new thing now? And why am I always affected by it? Because, like, I'll see a status, and I'm not one to rummage through the comments. I don't, because...
Don't be funny as hell.
Nah, because the thing is, I don't know what niggas be talking. The last time I went on a tweet that had just, like, maybe 50 comments on it, there was somebody posted a video, and it was so blurry, I couldn't tell what it was. So I got, like, a little closer view to it. And it was a nigga chopping his dick off. I was like, yo, what the fuck? That was instilled into my brain, yo.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that, no.
Right. But that's not what I'm talking about, though. That's the reason why I don't see the comments. Like, yo, I don't know what people be posting. Especially when Malik posted that one message of fucking... Johnny, yes, Papa. That shit, when he posted that video, you know
what?
The boy
what?
Remember, he was like eating sugar, no Papa. open wide or whatever the fuck, and it was a 2 boy.
Oh yeah, I do remember that shit. That shit weird, bro.
Mark, were you in the group during that?
I don't know. I don't think he was.
I hope not. Yeah. So anyway, what I've been seeing in the comments now are like these fucking tribute videos. It'll be like it would be like one I just saw.
There's like music and shit.
Like Gordon Ramsay, and it was like him and Cheryl going to shower, and it's like they're playing like The Weeknd in the background. It's like all this shit. It's like this weird like tribute hard. Yeah,
it's like a whole like music video people make, and it's like has nothing to do with the fucking. With the like the original post, but it'd be like the most random shit ever.
Yeah, it's basically the equivalent of the K-pop thing, but it's like something else, and it's fucking drawling. I was like, sorry, I had to get that.
Yo, out. You know what I miss a lot right now, yo?
What?
Sports. Yo, it is like ridiculous.
Oh, at least football fans are pretty lucky, right?
I know, right?
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, football fans because, like, shit.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, it's football season here. Doesn't happen. Oh my god. I don't even know what I'm going to do.
Dude, I don't know what I'm going to
do. When's it start? In September?
September,
football
yeah.
starts in September, yeah.
Yeah, see, I mean, I got to get them out of time, so.
It originally starts in August. So, that's hopefully. It?
Well, like preseason and shit?
Oh yeah, yeah, preseason.
And they moved it down. They knocked preseason down to 3 games now because they added that 17th game.
Yeah, so you get to the good stuff faster.
Hell no.
What do you mean, hell no?
You got 3 preseason games, and then you got to play a solid 17 weeks of football with only one bye. You have to still only now. So you know how in the playoffs. The first two seeds, the number one seed and the number two seed, normally got the first round byes. So now it's an only. I think only the number one seed gets the bye. So it's like now you're like fighting. You know, it was already hard to get in the playoffs before. Now you really got to really try to get to the playoffs now to get that number one spot. So it's crazy, yo. It's crazy. Yeah. But I do miss sports a lot.
What was currently canceled? What was just baseball and basketball? Well, of course, everything else.
Everything else, but,
like, that's kind of like the main two that people watch, you know?
Yeah, baseball, basketball, soccer too. But I don't know that many. I don't know anybody that watch soccer until the World Cup comes around.
Yeah, they pop out they pop out everywhere. They be like, yeah, I've been soccer since I was a kid.
Even when soccer,
I know you for 5 years.
Even when soccer's on regular TV, no one like it's like I'm gonna put on this like, match. Like
their World Cup run around, people are acting hella different. Hella different. I forgot what I was about to say before that though.
So, but yeah, this fucking coronavirus is crazy, man.
It's so annoying. So but you get this once that stimulus package comes out, I'm acting fool.
I want to ask y'all some questions.
Why you say that? On this segment of what pisses Leo off, we do this every podcast. I just haven't done it in none of the podcasts, so it's a reoccurring thing now. I did see while you're looking for that, Malik, I seen a post not long ago, and I mean, you see it occasionally, and it's basically like people like posting like how they wouldn't have kids and you know, I'm a sophisticated man who doesn't get triggered too easily, sometimes always easily. But it'd be weird, man. Like people be mad excessive with it. Like, you know, obviously you have two groups of thought. You have the people who are like, oh yeah, you should have a kid. And there's people who are like, nah, I don't fuck with no kids. And that's cool. Yeah. It's cool.
Right.
That's completely respectable. Now, I feel like there's very rare people out there who be like, let me tell you why you need to have kids. I've hardly met people like that. However, do I hear the occasional, when y'all gonna have kids? Of course I heard it, because I heard it with me and Ellie. But it was like this one post where like it was like the tipping point. I was like, damn. So that other school of thought where it's like, I don't know, fuck with no kids. You know, you got people who are like, you know, I can travel the world, you know, and while y'all sit there and take care of your kids or some shit like that. And you got those posts like that. But then there was one where it was like people like literally did the math of being like diapers cost this much a year and this childcare costs this much a year. Basically this whole fucking post of just like of prices of how much it is to have a kid. And at the end of it is like, yeah, I would never have a kid. And that's like fucked up because it's like, just you know, obviously boy, girl, both together, obviously both separately have a phone, both separately have, you know, social media accounts. Some people are easily influenced than others. And, you know, like posts like that, I feel like can, you know, turn somebody off. Especially if like, you know, couples like trying to have Violet.
Oh no.
Hold on, let me unblur it so that. What's up,
Ellie? Who that?
Ellie.
Wow.
I missed you,
Michael.
Okay.
I kind of just. I kind of
just. Okay. Let me bang. Okay. But yeah, I saw that, and I think that shit was pretty fucked up because it's like, again, a couple who, you know, who might have the idea of it, one person changes their mind because they see a post like that. Like, I feel like that shit's like super, super, super toxic, man. When people push shit like that, when they put numbers involved, because shit like that could scare somebody. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I don't know. That shit.
What like about like people like not wanting to have kids and whatnot?
They're not having kids.
It could be, but the thing is, it could be anything where there's two separate sides to it. But like, well, I wouldn't say anything, but just yeah. For that specific one, yeah, more for that one because like again, you know, it's fucked up when you put numbers into it and you're. You know, trying to prove to the world where having no kids is more beneficial than having kids.
Yeah, it's like if you want to have kids, that's all good on you. If you don't want to have kids, all good on you. But you shouldn't be trying like same thing in religion.
Persuade somebody else.
Same thing in religion. You shouldn't be trying to tell people to go. It's like how everybody wants everybody. All vegans want people to be vegan.
Yeah.
It's like if you find something you enjoy. You're not going to say you want to shit on people, but you want to have everyone else enjoy the same thing as you. But we all don't think alike.
Yeah. So everybody got an agenda to push.
And if people get swayed by it, then they were kind of probably already on the fence anyway. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like, yeah. If someone knows they want a kid and they see that post, they're like, scroll. But if somebody's like, I don't know if I want a kid or not, and they see that, they're like, probably no kids.
Yeah.
I feel like that's messed up, man. Like, I don't like that. Like, people that do that. Because it's like... Excuse me. It's like, wrong. Like, come on, man. Like, yeah, stop trying to...
The only time...
Ideas on someone else.
Yeah.
I can't. I've never even seen anybody... I'm pretty sure there's people out there like that. But there's probably people out there who'd be like, fucking... you know, having kids will save your marriage. Like, that probably exists somewhere, but I haven't really seen it.
That's not even in the slightest bit true, which is crazy. Yeah, like, but there are people that will believe that, like...
Right.
There are people that stay married for the sake of your kids, but I don't think that's necessarily saving a marriage.
Right.
You're just kind of more just locking people into something that they don't want to be in.
I'm more
that's what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Yo, for real, bro. Mind your business and do what makes you happy. Like, it's not that hard.
Say it, gentlemen. Say it. I love y'all.
Mind your fucking business.
Mind your motherfucking business.
For real. Like, I don't get it, man. I really don't get it. Like, it's like, I don't know, man. It's just, it's annoying, bro. Like, even when people like that with religion and stuff, like religion and politics and all of that, like
just like deals in general. Everyone, everyone stares to be the hot new thing, the in move, everyone should be this or it's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't the way human beings work, my guy.
Like that video. So it's funny. Another thing. Oh well, before I even get to it, did you find your questions, Malik?
Yeah.
Because there's another thing that I just remember, but I can get into that later. It's another one of Leo kind of complains, but not really segment.
It's another complaint. I'm gonna ask y'all a couple questions about yourself, and just to see what y'all think, right? So first question is, when do you feel like you are at your best?
I am at my best when, or let me see. Because I'm trying to, I know what I want to say. I'm making sure that it's not contradicting.
Oh my God.
Did you just burp? No, I thought you burped, yo.
I did. Literally had a brain fart.
Burp came from his ass.
While he's thinking of that, I'm gonna say I feel like I'm my best when I'm being challenged.
When you're being challenged?
So yeah, so I'm kind of like a pressure player in a sense. Like when shit gets down to the wire and it's like you gotta do this shit like last second or fucking need to hurry up and get it done, I feel like that's when I'm at my best. So yeah, when it's crunch time.
Like when you're under pressure?
I'm very clutch. Yeah. Under pressure.
I think I'm the same way. Like my best is always when I'm under pressure. Like I'm the best pressure worker ever. That's why I procrastinate all the fucking time, because my best work comes when I'm fucking
I hate doing shit. I love doing shit last minute.
Oh, yeah, it's like when you finish it last minute, you're like, I can do this next time. But yeah, I don't necessarily like procrastinating. Like, I don't like it. Like, I'll try to get all my shit done as cleanly as possible. Like I said, I say I'm a pressure worker, but I'm also a preparer as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm definitely a preparer, but it's just that I definitely work better when it's clutch time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like to get to the point where I need to procrastinate, but it happens more often than not.
Than you want to.
And it just happens. And then once it starts happening, I'm like, well, ain't nothing to do but go ham.
For real.
Let's get it, baby.
That's basically what I was going to say, is that I'm at my best when things are at its worst. That's when I like strive the most, is when I know all shit is like everything's about to explode. I could pull some shit off, and I'll always remember the first time when shit popped off, and that was the situation with the money. If you guys remember,
without being
specific with it.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, sorry. We'll keep that one under.
When shit hit the fan, I did everything I possibly could to soften that blow. Malik still got hit.
Nah. But
everything I could.
You did everything for you. Because my head got the blood of that shit, dog. We'll tell you later.
We were little, involving like some money.
I think I know what you're talking about, but
yeah,
it involves a fourth party.
Yeah,
fourth and fifth party. So yeah, so it's not a complete story. So
no, it was pretty much the whole Gale Street game. I'm just saying, I'm not. I'm just trying to remember, but I think I know what you're talking about.
Shut up, you fool!
Yeah, it was bad. I feel like everybody's probably at their best, like when they're under pressure, right? Like,
Oh no, some people crack under it.
Oh yeah, no, some people That's really true.
Like, look at people. Most people that work in, like, if you work behind the scenes of a restaurant, only a certain breed of people can handle that.
Yeah, that's
if behind the scenes of a restaurant is always pressure work.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's always clutch time. Like, this is crazy. Ridiculous. And some people can't handle it, yo. They be like,
don't understand how hard that shit is, yo. People do not understand how hard that is.
I did that shit for almost 4 years. It just never got easier, cuz.
At first, I couldn't think of a, like, I was like, damn, I've really never had a restaurant job, but I kind of did at the bar.
Yeah, bar bagger.
Yeah, and I
was making Chick-fil-A, too.
I was making ice balls in the back. And one of the bartenders came up to me, and he's like, Leo, like, what the fuck? Where are the ice balls? Like, come on, man, like, you're being slow as shit. And, like, I let that one go. I was like, all right, you got that. And mind you, there's a certain pace that you can make them, because they obviously want them perfect. So it came back around where he came back. And he's like, yo, what the fuck? I need more. I was like, mind you, I'm holding a knife. That's how I used to make the fucking get away. Because if you knock the wire out, I'm going to fuck you up. Take that part out. I don't abuse dogs.
I can't make no promises. The whole thing's going up.
Just edit it with like a long fart. The second time it happened, I was holding a knife, and my throat's cracking.
Niggas still like, niggas still water.
I need to suck a dick.
He's getting a little emotional.
Hey, yo, what?
I was holding a knife, and I'm like, yo, you want to come the fuck back here, and you want to make me fucking self? Dude, I was so fucking mad, man.
I never, especially if somebody would talk to you like that. I ain't never had somebody talk to me like that, my fucking John.
Nah, you tripping. You finna have to me.